Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Northeast Jefferson County, Kansas. Your one true voice in Kansas. This is Radio Free Kansas.
Good evening, listeners. Here's tonight's lineup. I'm going to... Of course, we're going to have the news in brief. It's less than 4 minutes. Because not everything happens in Jefferson County. So I'll have basically the world news and the hot spots provided by United Nations Radio. It lasts about 4 minutes. And a lineup is tonight I'm going to read about my favorite postal delivery. What do they call her? It's a great article. I'm going to be reading from the Valley Falls Vindicator tonight. Oh, about the rural mail delivery person. We'll open with that. And we'll have some of your favorite music. And I'll give you some teasers into what's going on with the front page article in the Vindicator and the Oskaloosa Independent front page article of my distinguished opponent, Representative Ron Ellis, incumbent candidate, 47th District of the Republican Party. Here's the UN News.
This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Libya's warring parties have agreed to a complete permanent ceasefire, the head of the UN's mission for the country, Stephanie Williams, announced in Geneva on Friday. Military representatives from the government and the rival Libyan National Army met in the Swiss city this week for a fourth round of talks in efforts to end their years-long conflict. Speaking in Arabic, Ms. Williams described it as a moment that will go down in history. She added that the deal also responds to the UN Secretary General's appeal for a global ceasefire during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I wish to congratulate you on what you have accomplished here. It needed much courage. You have met for the sake of Libya, for your people, in order to take concrete steps to put an end to their suffering.
Speaking in New York, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called the ceasefire a fundamental step toward peace and stability in Libya.
I appeal to all stakeholders and regional actors to respect the provisions of the ceasefire agreement and ensure its implementation without delay. And I call on the international community to support Libyans in implementing the ceasefire and in bringing an end to the conflict. And I urge the Libyan parties to maintain the current momentum and show the same determination in reaching a political solution to the conflict, resolving economic issues, and addressing the humanitarian situation.
In more good news, 75 years after its founding, the UN's mission to promote human rights, respect international law, and save humanity from war is more critical than ever. That's the message from the Secretary General for United Nations Day, observed on the 24th of October. This year's landmark anniversary falls during the COVID-19 pandemic, which the Secretary General has labeled a common enemy. Mr. Guterres stated that now is the time for a stepped-up push to achieve a global ceasefire, adding that the clock is ticking. And finally, the Secretary General has called for parties in Guinea to take immediate action to end violence which erupted this week following the presidential election held last Sunday. The UN chief was deeply saddened by the loss of life and destruction of property, his spokesperson said in a statement. He also urged all sides to await the announcement of the official results and to resolve any potential disputes through established legal mechanisms. The Secretary General is also concerned about the tense situation in neighboring Côte d'Ivoire ahead of the presidential election scheduled for next Saturday, the 31st of October. He has condemned recent violence in some parts of the country, which caused several fatalities. Mr. Guterres also reiterated his appeal for political leaders to reject the use of hate speech and the incitement of violence along ethno-political lines. Deanne Penn, UN News.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. See, you know, there is things outside the borders of Jefferson County or the 47th District. I got two questions. You could call in. You know, this is a live call-in show for the next, 54 minutes. the phone number, it's area code 646-716-8652, and it is Skype compatible. You can use Skype or you can listen in on your computer. Again, the phone number to call in is area code 646-716-8652. And I have two philosophical questions to ask of you. I was thinking of doing a last ad of the campaign this weekend, next week. Well, it'll come out. When will it come out? Oh, it'll come out next Wednesday. That's when it'll come out. So I'm designing a new ad to put in the papers and to circulate on flyers, on car windshields and things like that, places like that. And I thought, I asked my buddies, I said, you know, I came up with this. It's herd immunity does not, or excuse me, herd immunity means never having to say you're sorry to the dead. And I want something to do about the current pandemic that's now soaking Jefferson County. And so I came up that herd immunity means never having to say you're sorry to the dead. Ran that by my buddy. I thought that was too deep, you know. The locals may not get it. So we came up with another one. And it's more simpler. Spreading a disease is not an act of bravery. Again, spreading a disease is not an act of bravery. Now, also contained in the ad will be, you know, when necessary, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay a safe distance. So, those are the two. I'm going to put one of them at least, and the policy cards, which you can see on the slideshow here on tonight's show, and I thought that would be a useful public service in the last $200 I'm going to spend on the campaign, the last of the money. And here, call in and tell me what you think. The two options for the main headline on the campaign ad, the last ad of the election, is herd immunity means never having to say you're sorry to the dead, or spreading a disease is not bravery. Think about that, and I'll be back with you. Oh, boy, man.
In a runnin' when he heard the whistle blow. The postman brought a letter, an airmail from our Joe. It said, I've come back safely from across the ocean blue. Then Pa took off Ma's apron and he hollered out, Yahoo!
I'll leave my dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Pa started started in a jiggin', and he cried, Ma, shake a leg. I'm going down the cellar, cause there's cider in the keg. The bologna's in the icebox, there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors, cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Cy began a fiddling and the dancing was begun. Then Grandpa took his coat off and he yelled, partners, everyone! So each one picked a partner and they counted out one, two. And Ma, she twirled so pretty, they all hollered, Yahoo!
I'll leave my dishes in the sink. Ma, leave my dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate. Dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, attention, and everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Spike Jones and his the Alley Cat Orchestra in the 1930s in the Internet Archive of the public domain. Spike Jones. So we got our two questions, two possible headlines for the campaign ad, last ad of the campaign. One is herd immunity. Means never having to say you're sorry to the dead. Of course, that's a takeoff from Eric Segal's book, A Love Story, which later became a popular movie of my youth, A Love Story. I think I took one of my girlfriends to it, starring Ally McGraw and I think Ryan O'Neal, I think is his name. Made them both big superstars after that. And Ally McGraw, I think she married Steve McQueen there for a while. But either way, I took that. Herd immunity means never having to say you're sorry to the dead. And the other headline I want to put in, I'm thinking of putting in is, and it's up to, you know, you can call in and tell me which one you think is cool or the best for the season. Spreading a disease is not an act of bravery. Now, I will place, as I said earlier in the earlier segment, I will place in it, you know, when necessary, wear a mask, wash your hands, keep a safe distance. That's my suggestion. Call in area code 646-716-8652. And I'll get back with you. You know, the reason I'm doing this is because of some of the disturbing things I saw, people I saw, places I went this week, which I'll tell you about some of it as we go on further into the night for the next 45 minutes. Here's another one from Spike Jones, Cocktails for Two. It seems appropriate tonight, Cocktails for Two.
Respectively drinking like civilized ladies and men. No longer need we miss charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight, chat, sip and bath and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredients. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Favorite mail carrier, retiring Sid, the mail person, the mail lady. She's known by Bonita Clark, and I will base that on the article also in the front page of the county newspapers about her retirement. A real working class woman. Area code 646-716-8652. We can talk about the two main subjects I'm into is what are the headlines I will place in the campaign, the final ad of the election. The two headlines I've got are herd immunity means never having to say you're sorry to the dead. And I know that's sarcastic, and it's supposed to be. And spreading a disease is not an act of bravery. Call in, and you can give me your idea of what you think of either one of those, or maybe you're one of those people that wear a mask. I guess you're a libertarian, or you think it's some sort of a First Amendment issue. Freedom of speech. I'm not going to wear a mask. Go ahead, call in. Let's do it. Especially if you're from the 47th district. 47th district, Jefferson County, basically. Area code 646-716-8652. Please feel free to call in. I've got another one. This is, like I said, R. Crumb, the artist of so many comic book strips in the late 60s and 70s and 80s. He's still drawing. R. Crumb made his own band. They're called the Cheap Suit Serenaders. And this is just one of my dug up. He's got a whole thing. I'm sure you can buy a CD from the guy. And I'm sure he's probably sort of hard up with this pandemic. It's hard on artists, this pandemic. You can't, especially musicians who can't, actors, they can't get together that easily. Sports figures, I guess, although they seem to be bashing each other quite regularly still on the television. So either way, new times, and R. Crumb, here's what he's doing other than drawing illustrations. Thank you. Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders. The underground, famous underground comic illustrator, R. Crumb. So, again, 646-716-8652. Now, the great thing about getting your county newspaper, and well, first off, it's difficult because, you know, you've got to know where to get it, and it's only weekly, it's not daily, like you big-time Johnson County people, or, well, I guess Leavenworth County, the Leavenworth Times is really just a weekly now. I know the Atchison Globe is only twice a week, I think, or maybe three. And from what I understand from my provider, my infamous mother-in-law provides me with copies of the Kansas City Star, hard copy, and she's informing me that, and that it is outrageous. I think it's like $90 for 3 months or something like that. It used to be a daily. She says it's going to go to just three times a week. Now, I don't know. Maybe it already has. I don't know. The Kansas City Star, venerable. I mean, this is like one of the oldest, biggest daily papers in the state, owned by a corporate, a large multi-state corporation called McClatchy News Bureau, which also owns the Wichita Eagle now. That transition occurred several years ago. McClatchy News Bureau. They also are involved in television news. I don't think they're on the radio. Well, there might be. Anybody could read it. I mean, you know, any other jock can read, can cite the McClatchy News Bureau. They do have a pretty good editorial department in Washington, D.C. I like the Kansas City our editorial board's positions they take. They do uncover some nasty stuff in Kansas City. Man, of course, there's no shortage of that around nowadays. What do you say? Even here locally, there's problems. And oh, we'll get into some of those tomorrow on Call the Candidate number 8, tomorrow evening beginning at 9 o'clock, and I plan on talking about some of the problems, obvious, with my incumbent opponent, Representative Ron Ellis. It has a front page article in both papers, as I did 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to take him apart. Of course, he's welcome to call in. Ron, Representative Ron, call in. Area code 646-716-8652. Come on, Ron. Let's do it. Let's mix it up on air. Over the telephone. It's easy to do. Let's see. Here it is on front page of the Vindicator. Mail carrier. Now, I don't know if it made it to the Independent. I'll take a musical break and I'll dig around in my newspaper pile and see if this article about the mail carrier, Sid, S-I-D, retiring. Because it's big news for people in North Jefferson County and Valley Falls. Big news, really it is. And, I don't know if this article made it to the Independent. Sometimes people joke about how, you know, why read one or why read both when one has the same articles in it. That is absolutely not true. The Oskaloosa Independent and the Valley Falls Vindicator actually have two distinct editorial styles. And yes, there's some, yes, there are duplicate articles for many weeks, but not exact. There's always a difference, big difference. Different articles, especially in the Valley Falls paper, because it's really sort of a, you know, it's more focused on the North County and West County, so Valley Falls is and West County, Meriden. So I don't know if it's in. I can't see if it's in the Independent yet. So, but here's the article that appears, and let's see, October 22nd, this week's Valley Falls Vindicator headlined front right below the fold. Mail carrier calling it quits. An article by Clark Davis, who's the publisher and editor. And the lead paragraph, which I'll read, then I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just read parts of it. The lead paragraph, always an important part of it, is they call her, quote, Sid, the mail lady, unquote. And she's provided rural mail delivery for 36 years. I never called her the mail lady. I did call her Sid. I called her Sid. Sometimes Sid the Vicious, Sid the Punk Rock Lady, or Punk Rock Girl, I used to call it. She's got a great picture on the front page. It's her, and you know, don't know if you noticed this, but people age a lot better than they did just 20 years ago. I mean, I'm 65. I'm not going to tell you. Clark, Sid is, I did not know Sid was a year older than me. And she's in better shape than I am. Believe me. Oh, yeah. I mean, but people do not age as quickly as just 20 years ago. I mean, I'm old enough to look back 20, 30 years ago. People got old and they died very quickly. It wasn't like there was a pandemic back then. No. Oh, man. But it really, Sid looking good, this photograph. I shouldn't have said how old she was. I'm sorry, Sid, if you get this. She's provided rural mail delivery for 36 years. Can you imagine that? That's amazing. I'm still looking for the Independent to see if her article made it in that paper. Oh, she's quite a lady, a woman. So the photograph is her standing by this huge pile of bundled mail, of which I participate in because I got bundles I send out. Yes, listeners, if you want a copy of my latest magazine or my newsletter or the stuff I send out, you can write me. And I'll, for just a donation, I don't know, of anything, send me some postage stamps. That'd be helpful. I'll give you the address before I close. It's on the show description. Well, hell, I'll tell you now. It's Post Office Box 14. That's 14. Post Office Box 14, Valley Falls, Kansas. The zip code 66088. Why not? I mean, Sid's retiring. You know, she's not going to have to carry it. So the lead paragraph by Clark Davis was, they call her, quote, Sid, the mail lady, unquote. Her name is Benita Clark. Benita, Sid Clark. And she's decided to retire. A reception in her honor, which I went to, and I'm going to talk about that, will be held from noon to 2 p.m. It's over with. Those attending... congratulations to the organizers of the get-together at the Nortonville Post Office. Fine women all that attended that day. Those attending are asked to wear masks and observe the health recommendations. Good for them. And they did, from what I saw. But here's some interesting stuff about her, Benita, because she's working class. I certainly like it. Even if the obituaries I read in a previous call the candidate, I read what the poor people that passed away did most of their lives, especially the working class people. But here's what, now Sid's far from dead, but this would kill me. Think about this. What would be 6 days a week? Well, I'm sure she had some help. Her route, Sid's route, circles Nortonville and extends for 120 miles, serving at least 335 postal patrons. Now, back to this picture of her grinning at you. She's standing to her right is this pile of bundled mail, and it's like this. It's dude and duderettes. It's like the size of a dumpster. No kidding. Well, you know, it's the size of a small dumpster, not those little half ones either that we have out here on the high for the houses in the residential areas. No, it's a step up. It's like two of those dumpsters. And they drop it off, and then she loads it up into her Ranger for the Nortonville route, and it's a hell of a pile of mail. I did not realize we got that much. But here, so the article continues. It circles Nortonville and extends for 120 miles, serving at least 335 postal patrons. I'm one of them. They are my family, and I will miss them, she said. I'm happy when they're happy, and I cry when they're sad, unquote. Some patrons are the second and third generation she has served. That's true. My son has lived here 20 years. We've lived here 22 years. He's lived here 20 years. He is the second generation, and there's other families. I mean, it's way out there. I mean, this is unbelievable. She got a million-mile thing. They have watched out for me and helped me out plenty of times. She's referring to the farmers who watch for her in the bad weather, which, by the way, we're going to be having some bad weather here soon in North County. They know when she's expected to be there, and they are the ones who pull her out of a snowdrift or a mud hole if needed. They, quote, here's what she says, that, quote, they're especially helpful in the days before cell phones. I'll bet that was. Can you imagine driving out of some of these godforsaken mud hole roads? They're not all gravel or paved by any means. And getting stuck with a pickup load, that's about what it is, a pickup load of mail in the back. Oh, man. What, and all these people you got to deliver the mail to, that could be a real mess. So evidently the farmers helped her out. I did not know this. I wondered about her changing vehicles. I remember asking her, you know, do you get a changed vehicle? I mean, you got a different, you know, different color vehicle. Deliver the mail. And I was like, well, I remember asking her that. She has three Ford Ranger pickups, always at the ready if she comes out. If she comes out in the morning and sees a flat tire, she's got another truck just waiting to roll. Good for her. She might be wanting to sell those guys and gals, dudes and duderettes. Bonita, a Valley Falls native and 1972 graduate of Valley Falls High School, began delivering mail as a substitute for the late Keith Jackson in 1984. In 1990, she began substituting for Charles Foley out of Nortonville. Now, those are names. Now, I think I remember something about Charles Foley. I don't know. I can't recall his face. But I have no idea who Keith Jackson was. I didn't get here until like 1991. Is that right? That can't be. It may be 90. The hell, my mind's. If you think my mind is faltering, you got to wait tomorrow night when I talk about Ron Ellis, my opponent, Representative Ron Ellis. So back to Sid, the postal. Sid Vicious, the postal. That's when she became. That means. So in 1990, she started filling in for this guy, Charles Foley in Nortonville, and then she became a full-time mail carrier in February 1993 at Nortonville. I was up here about that. Maybe not. No, 2000s when I got up here, 20 years ago, basically 20 years ago. So she became a full-time mail carrier first at Nortonville. That's cool. In the early days, it was mostly about delivering first-class mail and cards. Today, her small pickup is barely large enough to hold all the packages from internet shopping. She said, sometimes I have to have a trip back to the post office and to reload. These packages are larger than the mailboxes. Her customers provide special arrangements for her to leave packages, or they are dropped on the front step. In bad weather, she has plastic covers to protect them. Delivering mail has become hard and physical. Quote, I deliver everything from tires on rims to 50-pound bags of dog food, she said. I did not know that. She recalled in the early days delivering a set of encyclopedias. That was pretty heavy. But she said, I don't see those anymore either. Well, I think Well, that's a tongue-in-cheek shot there, boy. You're more likely to get tires and dog food than any heavy sets of boxes of encyclopedias. She's damn sure straight about that. There ain't enough people reading encyclopedias anymore. Oh, boy. Actually, this is sort of a short article. Bonita has bounced back from several health setbacks. She's recovered from an aneurysm that required a mitral valve and an aorta valve. And she said, I had a knee replaced. She received the Million Mile Safety Award. This is good. Listen to this. She received the Million Mile Safety Award from the U.S. Postal Service in 2015. I remember that, reading that. When Sid got her, I congratulated her when I saw her after that. A million miles on her vehicle. She's driven these routes out here in the country roads every day delivering mail. She's a hell of a woman. I really like her. And so she had all these health problems. Of course, she's got better health insurance than most of you or me. Well, I don't know. I've got Medicare. But, you know, she's got better health insurance than most of you. And let's not forget, 1 in 10 of you in Jefferson County, according to the Census Office, and 1 in 10 of you have no health insurance at all. I think that's a low ball. So she gets the Million Mile Safety Award in 2015 from the Federal Postal Service. And then she said, unfortunately, I had an accident the next year. That's it, right there. Excuse me. Sid has a great sense of irony. I did not know. I only know one of them. I think I know one of her sons. I think that's it. She said her husband, Dee, I guess that's his name, I've never met him either. Have 3 children and 7 grandchildren, and they're all right here at Valley Falls. Well, you know, Bonita, that is just great. I'm glad. I mean, I'm going to miss you. I'm glad you're retiring. I'm going to put one. I'm going to tell you what I saw traveling around the 47th District this week, and what I saw when I went to the health reception, or not health, the retirement. Party, I guess it was a party. It was a get-together at the Nortonville Post Office for Sid retiring, my mail woman, worker, and her retirement after 36 years. Let's hope she is swimming in the bathtub. Here's another rendition of that. Let me see it. Oh, yes, I got to try it.
Thank you.
playing in the bathtub, happy once again, watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain. Singing to the soap song, life is full of hope. You can sing with feeling while feeling for the soul. Oh, a ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see, but a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for the tower, ready for the rub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub.
Now that's an old one. That is really in public domain. Singing in the Bathtub. It's by the Fred Melez Symphony. I don't think it was a symphony, but that's okay. And I'm sure Sid, the mail deliverer, she will enjoy soaking in the bathtub after 36 years of driving a mail truck over a million miles on gravel roads, dirt roads, and county highways. Jesus. So I went up there. First time I had to come up with a gift. I didn't know exactly what to get her. So I got her. I threw it together. And she is a proud owner now of the discount, my new quarterly, I hope it's a quarterly magazine called Discomfort, Décomfit. Which I put out. I gave her a copy of it, But anyhow, so I drove up there. I'll tell you about the gifts I got her later. But I drove up there. It was on a Friday. It was in the lobby of the Nortonville post office. It's cold. The weather is finally, it's like fall now. That's for sure. And it's, what is it? It's like 5-6 miles up there. And as I was driving up there, I thought about it. I had my dog in the back seat looking out the window, nosing the air. And I thought I'd bring him. I couldn't stay there. I mean, it's just not safe. The lobby of the Nortonville Post Office is like, a little bit bigger than my office. It might be, 12 feet by 10, maybe. So when I got there, now you got to remember, if you were with me in the earlier part of the hour when I was reading the article, they recommended wearing masks, and that's one of the reasons I decided, I'll be safe. I'm going to get, to go to her retirement tete-a-tete or whatever, because they're wearing masks, and cool. Sid is cool by the way. So I went up there, I pulled in, and it's a tiny post office, but it's very reliable. It's there. I mean, it's there. And there's this big galoot. I'm not. I think, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a big guy. He's like six and, he looked like about 6'4". Huge. Well, you know, and I wasn't fat. I mean, he was bulky, but wrapped in Carhartts and coats and stuff in a hat. Now, maybe he came in there to do business. I don't know. I don't think so. The little party was only 1 hour. It was from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. And so I don't know. I'd like to think that the big galoot was there to say hi to her, and he was just too brave, macho, to wear a mask. I mean, he came walking out. He had this look on his face as he was watching me put on my mask. And the dog in the back seat looking out at him through the window. My dog's too dumb to bark. And, or lovable. The guy had this nervous look because I was putting my mask on and getting ready to go in. And I grabbed this sack full of gifts I got her. And I got her, and I went in there, and there was some of the, I mean, it was really nice. They had a nice spread on the table. I mean, Halloween trick-or-treat type candy and stuff. I didn't get a good look at it because I was extremely nervous in this small room. And it was all women, which really was a great surprise. And they were all dressed up better than me. I didn't get dressed up, but they wasn't. Sid was there looking great. And she came right up to, you know, she was so happy, seemed happy to see me. And I was very happy to get there. I was quite nervous only, but I had my mask on. Everybody had their mask on. It was wonderful. And I went in there with my little bag of gifts. And she, we bumped elbows. And she said, she immediately, you know, wanted to see what was in the sack. It was, one of those sacks you get at a store. And I pulled out one. It was a bottle of champagne, barefoot champagne. I don't know. I had a picture of a footprint. I said, "Here, I got you this. It's some bubbly." And she goes, I said, "This is for when you're retired, you go to some beach far, far away, you know." And she was oohing and aahing. And I pulled this. It was a bottle. Looked like a wine bottle, but it was a bottle full of some sort of concoction from Texas. It's beans and corn or something. plant the stuff or make a soup out of it. I don't know what you do with it. My sweetheart gave it to me to give to her. And a copy of my magazine. And she said, "Ooh," and I said, "Yeah, champagne and beans." I said, "Definitely both the gaseous material and the whole room of these are ladies, you know." It was tittered and chuckled at the mention that both the champagne and the ball of beans and corn were both gaseous material. So then I pulled the magazine out and I said, here, it's very quick because I want to get out of there. And I pulled this magazine out, Discomfort, which I'm very proud of. I really am. I'm working on the next one. I pulled it out and I said, "Look here, here's a copy of my underground magazine." And I said, "You know, you," and she said, "Oh," she interrupted me and she said, "Oh, goody. I've wanted to see a long time. What are you mailing out all over the country?" I wanted to see what you've been mailing out all over the country. So she gets a copy, and boy, I'm sure she's getting an eyeful with the Discomfort magazine. So those are my little handoffs to Sid the Vicious Mail Lady, which I always just teased her about, Sid Vicious. I know she knows who the Sex Pistols were, but, you know, she just had that twinkle in her eye, you know what I mean? She still does, but she's retired now. So that's my thing. Now, tomorrow night, I'm going to roast Representative Ron Ellis for you. I could get away with it, so I'm going to do it. He finally put out something, a public thing. He was on the front page of both Vindicator and the Oskaloosa Independent. So I'm going to roast Ron tomorrow night, beginning at 9 o'clock here on Radio Free Kansas for a full hour. And I probably won't play too much music because I'm pretty worked up about telling you about what I know about Ron Ellis's, Representative Ron Ellis's career now. 6 years, or is it 6 years, or no, four years in the Kansas State House of Representatives. I mean, I'm going to have a lot of fun, and I'm not going to regret it, all right? Ron, call in. Come on, Representative Ron, call in, Ron. 646-716-8652. Good night, listeners. I'll be back with you tomorrow evening.
Think twice, don't say we're through.